It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As the 2024 presidential campaign enters a new phase, we meet the leaders of college Democrats and Republicans here in Wisconsin and explore their efforts to mobilize young voters. Call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Jake Williams, we start out with chairperson of the College Democrats of Wisconsin, a senior majoring in public administration at UW-La Crosse. Jake, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So with President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump vying to be their party's nominees, how are college Democrats preparing for a potential Biden-Trump rematch?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely, you know, getting ready for the 2024 election cycle. We are, you know, doing our best to educate our peers about how to vote, when to vote, and the key issues that will be on the ballot, like abortion.
So how to vote, when to vote, how do you go about doing that? How do you inform students how to do this and how to vote, especially in their home communities?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a two-pronged approach. We kind of pride ourselves on being, you know, a big tent party and kind of use peer-to-peer kind of relaying of information. So we try and bring as many people into the organization as possible so that they can get the best information and then tell their friends. But then also we do a lot of work in activism, whether that be tabling, passing out information, or on social media or TikTok, relaying the information, trying to be in the spaces that our peers are in.
In recent years, statewide elections in Wisconsin, they've been won by narrow margins. As you know, we are a battleground state. How pivotal will the college vote be in 2024?
I mean, I think it's going to be one of the most important votes. I mean, Wisconsin is a purple state, and elections have always been won in the margins. And I think the college vote, or at least like the youth vote in Wisconsin, has certainly like proved itself in the last couple of election cycles, whether that be, you know, for Tony Evers or Janet Protasiewicz. But also, I think it'll be even more crucial for all the down ballot races, you know, state Senate, state assembly, you know, your local elected officials. So across the ballot, up and down, I think the youth vote's going to be very important.
What issues rise to the top? What are the biggest concerns of college-age voters as you hear it?
I mean, I think the big three are, one, reproductive rights. There's kind of an assault on those rights across the board, across the nation. The second one, I would say, is environmental, you know, making sure that we're good stewards of the land and are able to, you know, pass on the natural beauty of America to the next generation. And then finally, I think it's economic rights, making sure that everyone has a fair shot in the economy and is able to, you know, remain in Wisconsin after graduating.
Looking inward in higher ed, in December, the Board of Regents for State Universities approved a deal with Republican lawmakers in exchange for authorizing the pay raises for university staff and funding for construction projects. The Regents agreed to roll back efforts to grow campus diversity. Wondering, what are your thoughts on that deal?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good that, you know, teachers are at least seeing a pay raise, but I think on the whole, the deal was really bad for our university communities. You know, DEI initiatives or diversity and inclusion are intended to try and bring people into the state who have historically been left out of higher education. And I think really what it shows, or at least what, you know, Robin Voss and the legislative Republicans are kind of saying to the rest of the nation is, don't come to Wisconsin. You know, we're not going to, you know, be a welcoming state.
The agreement requiring UW-Madison to create a faculty position that's focused on conservative thought. How do campus Democrats feel about increasing student exposure to more diverse political viewpoints?
I think good. I mean, like, you know, when you're on social media, just existing in the world, you know, you come across a lot of viewpoints that you both agree and disagree with. You know, I know college Democrats who are actually interested in taking that class just to kind of better understand that viewpoint. So I think it's good in terms of the marketplace of ideas.
What is free speech like on campus, and how do you talk about it with fellow students?
I mean, I think there's, a real clear distinction that we make, kind of as college Democrats, between free speech and hate speech. Certainly, you can hold any position, but definitely, I think we should call out hate speech, even if it is protected, and to try and create, kind of like a safe space on campus. But generally, what we're saying is kind of all ideas should be debated and discussed.
When looking at discussions, as chair of the College Democrats of Wisconsin, you have a seat on the administrative committee of the state Democratic Party. And wondering how well do the priorities of the state party match up with the concerns of the college-age voters?
I mean, I think the priorities are better aligning in the last couple election cycles. And I think that, given the rising importance of youth issues, that both the state party and Democratic candidates are beginning to message more effectively to young people, kind of around those, prior 3 points of reproductive rights, environment, and economic rights.
Where is more work to be done?
I think definitely more work at the state level needs to be put into investing into young people. We have a lot of really, really good youth talent in the wings, and making sure that there's opportunity for them to get involved. On our side as college Democrats, I think it's just a question of, keeping at it, keep messaging, keep reaching out to our peers, keep pushing, the message of, how to vote, where to vote, and what are going to be the key issues and the values up in the election.
You know, when you talk about youth and there's vitality, there are young people in the wings, it reminds me of the sentiment that we hear out there that President Biden is too old to be president. When you hear statements like that, what is your response?
I mean, when I hear that, it's like, yeah, Donald Trump is equally old. Like, when you're looking at the election, majority of Americans did not want to see a rematch between Biden and Trump. And generally, I guess, in my opinion, our politics do skew a little too old. But, when it comes down to like election time and when you have to vote, I tell my peers, look, on the ballot, you're going to have Biden and you're going to have Trump. And right now, Joe Biden is the only candidate speaking to the values that young people hold and the issues that matter to us most. So it's kind of a question of, would you rather see progress for 4 more years or regression for another 4 years?
Jake, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Jake Williams is chairperson of the College Democrats of Wisconsin and a student at UW-La Crosse. This conversation continues with the leader of the College Republicans student organization in Wisconsin. Call in with a question, add comments along the way, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss political strategies on college campuses ahead of the 2024 presidential election and what it means to be a college Republican in Wisconsin. Call in with a question, add comments, 800-642-1234. Billy Blathras is chairman of the UW-Madison College Republicans, chairman of the Wisconsin Federation of College Republicans, and vice president of outreach for College Republicans of America, a junior at UW-Madison, double majoring in political science and history. Billy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So last month, you and a few dozen other college Republicans from Wisconsin campaigned in Iowa for former President Donald Trump in the run-up to his caucus victory there. What did your effort involve?
Yeah, so we organized a couple dozen from Wisconsin, then 8 or 9 different states and Washington, D.C. So it was a national effort with the Wisconsin College Republicans and then College Republicans of America. as well. And we went to the HQ in Des Moines, fighting through one of the worst snowstorms we've seen in a couple of years, for the former president. And there we helped them out with phone banking operations. We got to go to an event with President Trump, where we got to meet him, shake his hand, talk to him for a little bit, which was an amazing experience for our whole team. Then we'd help them out with some signs and just some more get out the vote efforts to push him over that 50% threshold in Iowa that weekend.
Can you tell us about your experience meeting the former president?
Yeah, I've had the chance to meet former President Trump twice. I met him at a rally in Cedar Rapids, where I was able to get a one-on-one photograph with him. Then again in Des Moines. Both times were just incredible experiences, kind of surreal in a way. Get to talk to him for a little bit and watch him interact with our students. And it was just very cool. Everyone had a really amazing time there. And just kind of an unforgettable experience for all of our college Republicans, and something I was really proud of to lead our state group into.
Yeah, and I'm wondering what tactics or strategies did you learn in Iowa or did you observe in Iowa that you could bring back to your work in campaigning here on college campuses?
Yeah, I guess the biggest thing, just looking at like the passion of those involved, and kind of replicating that, their drive for victory really was something I observed and something we really need to replicate both at our college level and then I guess at the professional level, in electioneering in this state. So kind of working with their team there and taking some of those practices, at least, or the mentality too, and bringing that back here to Wisconsin.
So on April 2nd, the date of our primary election here, students at state universities will be on spring break. Why are you encouraging Republicans to vote for former President Trump rather than former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley?
Yeah, overwhelmingly, we've seen since our last state convention back in April of 2023, just an overwhelming support for President Trump among our college Republicans. I think to them, you speak to them more on the issues, especially when it comes to kind of foreign policy and just his dynamic change, the changes brought to the political realm. A lot of us would say we're pretty against like the neoconservative agenda pushed by Nikki Haley. We don't want more wars. We don't want to be interventionists across the global scale. We kind of want to put the American people first, is what all my students are telling me, and something I agree with as well. So we just kind of see that President Trump's the best vehicle for that, in the primary field.
So when you focus on domestic issues, what are the things that are rising up that you hear from college students that you want the next president to focus on?
Yeah, if I recall correctly, when we were in Iowa, we did an interview with Real America's Voice, and there, every single one of our students who they interviewed, I think it was eight of us, everyone said immigration. So immigration really is one we're seeing as a huge issue among our college Republicans, like on the national, like a national level issue. And something a lot of our chapters keep advocating for a lot more stricter border policy and calling our reps, advocating with them that, hey, this is what we want out of like Wisconsin, and this is what we want Wisconsin representing at the national level.
Turning to higher education, in December, the Board of Regents for state universities agreeing with Republican lawmakers to roll back diversity and inclusion efforts in exchange for authorizing staff pay raises and for construction projects. Do you support this deal?
Yeah, absolutely. I think kind of one of our biggest issues with our colleges and universities in general is kind of the bloated administration. So any deal that's going to roll back departments that are overbearing, incredibly costly, is something that I think is a huge benefit to students. It's going to help lower tuition costs in some regards and just kind of slim down administrations. And I think that was a pretty decent deal from the legislature there. So good job on them.
And the agreement directing UW-Madison to create a faculty position focused on conservative thought, how necessary is this role?
I would say there's definitely a role for it. It'll make sure we don't have incidents where kind of conservative thoughts trampled on or mass protested, making sure it's all heard instead of being ad like being advocated for by a professional instead of just students. will probably have a good benefit across the board. And then if this position is implemented, I hope that our college Republicans can work closely with them to make sure kind of our needs and our things we're advocating for are met by the university.
What are the needs of college Republicans on campus?
Yeah, first and foremost, really the biggest issue is making sure kind of our right to free speech isn't hindered. We haven't had too many issues specifically with that at the individual student level. I know there's like been protests with speakers in the past, but at the student level, we just kind of want to make sure like we're not getting completely silenced in classes. We're making sure everyone kind of has the right to have their opinion, at least to state their opinion instead of being shouted down or hindered by any professors. So that's kind of the biggest thing is individual student freedom of speech. So that's kind of the issue we'd want to work closest with them on.
In our last moments together, you were recently promoted to a national leadership position in the College Republicans of America. How well are Republicans at the national level taking into account the issues that are important to college students?
Yeah, with the College Republicans of America, which is a new organization that I have played a part in founding with the College Republicans of California, we really look at what issues are most important to students. We're always asking for feedback from our chapters. And as the largest College Republicans organization in the country, that's something that's really contributed to our success. We're hearing what our students' most important issues are and we're reflecting that in our national policy positions and who we're endorsing for different offices, et cetera. So really looking at that student vision and what's important to our chapters was kind of key to our success and something that we're going to keep go doing going forward.
Billy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Billy Blathras, chairman of the UW-Madison College Republicans. And earlier, we spoke with Jake Williams, chairperson of the College Democrats of Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.